Okay. Okay. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we will start momentarily. Mitzvah Hashem.
Abba.
What? Okay, can I start?
Less.
Okay, I'm going to start in a minute. Okay, no. Come. Yeah. You have to sit nicely. Okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to discuss tonight something that is related to what we discussed, to some points that we discussed recently, and that is the following. It's quite well known. Everybody knows that there are different time zones in the world, and when it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in the United States, so let's say on the East Coast of the United States. So in Europe, it's a few hours later, and in Eretz Israel, it's about 7 hours later. But Ingle, you have to finish, okay? Otherwise, so in Eretz Israel, it's about 7 hours later. So that means in Eretz Israel, it's well into Shabbos. Here, it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday afternoon, and it's the many hours till Shabbos. But in Eretz Israel, Shabbos has begun. So the question is somebody allowed to make a phone call to Eretz Israel, send an email, send a fax, etc.? So there are two points to it. Number one, if to call somebody who's not Shomer Shabbos, a Jew who's not Shomer Shabbos, who would very possibly answer the phone, or for that matter, to send an email to somebody, whether it's a business matter or whatever it is, but to somebody who may check their email and they may open it up and they may actually respond, or a fax, which they may take and read and take action on, that's for sure usser, because it's called lifnei iver lo site michshol. I hope everybody can hear clearly. We have a little echo in the back. Baruch Hashem. You are causing a stumbling block to another. You're causing another Jew to do a chait. You know, in other words, when I say causing, I mean you are preparing. You're setting the stage. You're enabling another Jew to do a chait. So if it's a Jew who you know is unfortunately not choshesh for this. He's not Shomer Shabbos. So to him or to her, it doesn't. It's not important. So they may actually, as I said, pick up the call, answer the email, etc. So you're not allowed to do that. That is the Yisrael lifnei iver lo site michshol. But and this is sometimes a problem. I've seen situations where people who work for they do work which involves some people in Eretz Israel. And a person was asking on a Friday afternoon, his boss, who's a non-from Jew, is asking him to email someone in Eretz Israel who's also non-from, who's going to, as I said, very likely going to respond to the email. And he's a from person. He's asking me what to do. It's a difficult situation. But in the event that you're sending the email to somebody who is from, and they're not going to open it, they're not going to probably, you know, they won't even know it came. And it's certainly not going to look at it until after Shabbos. But I want to send it to them now, because whatever it is, I have this information. I want to get it across to them now. Maybe I want them to see it right when Shabbos is over in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want to have to wait. But you have to be able to quiet for that. I can't say that. I don't want to have to wait, 7 hours. I don't want it to be 7 hours after Shabbos. Here to or whatever it is. I don't want to have to wait till Shabbos is over here to first send it to them, and they'll be in the middle of the night there. I want to send it to them now on Friday afternoon so that Motzai Shabbos there, so they'll get it and see it. Or maybe I want to leave a message on an answering machine if a person still has an answering machine. Well, let's talk about voicemail. Certainly, if they have voicemail, I want to leave them a voicemail that they'll pick up right after Shabbos there. So that's mutter to do, even though when I'm making a call here, I'm activating something there, or an email, or certainly a fax machine. They have a fax machine, and I'm activating their fax machine in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Shabbos. But here it's not. It's not Shabbos here. It's not Shabbos for me. So I'm allowed to activate their fax machine. As long as, as I said, they're from people, they're not going to do anything about it. And not worried that they're going to be worried. What is this? Why is the fax coming? Not discussing those types of variables. But it's just a situation where a business thing or whatever it is, and the fax machine is they're not even going to hear it, or they will hear it, not going to worry about it. So there's no problem sending a fax on Erev Shabbos, here on Erev Shabbos, even though in Eretz Yisrael, it's already Shabbos. Now, and even if they have it, let's say they have an answering machine, which they can hear, and I actually want to communicate with them. Maybe it's a simcha. You know, somebody here is, a woman here is expecting a baby, and, you know, it's getting, she's in labor, and her, whoever it is, a close relative, her parents live in Eretz Yisrael, or whoever it may be, lives in Eretz Yisrael, and they you know, they want to know, so it turns it's Shabbos there, they have to, you know, they no longer can answer the phone and find out the news, and they really would like to know the news as soon as it happens. So if the baby's born here before Shabbos Eretz Yisrael, you could call them, even if they have an answering machine, which they'll be able to hear. They can't do anything, they can't respond, but if their answering machine is on, you know, these old style answering machines, some people still have them, where you can hear the call coming through, you can hear the message coming through, and they'll get hopefully the good news, or maybe somebody's in the hospital, surgery, this and that, or whatever it is. And the people there, so they very much want to know, to hear that everything's okay, and they want to be updated and not have to wait a whole Shabbos to find out. So you could do that. You could make a call, and they'll hear the message coming through in Eretz Israel. If Chalila, it's not good news, well, then you're not supposed to give people bad news on Shabbos, assuming it's something that, I mean, it's not relevant for them to know about. Let's say, God forbid, somebody's very ill, and it's, you know, touch and go, and they have close family in Eretz Israel. So then if Chas V'Shalom, you know, there's something, the person is nifter on Erev Shabbos, but in Eretz Israel it's already Shabbos, you really shouldn't tell them, because you'll be causing them anguish and tsar and pain on Shabbos, and the person's not supposed to hear bad news or discuss bad news or read bad news on Shabbos. Now, okay, if it's a circumstantial thing where maybe they need to know because they're going to want to plan a, you know, book a ticket to come into America as quick as possible, maybe, and come in for a Levaya, and everything is contingent. We're waiting for them to come in, and before they, you know, the sooner they know, the sooner they can come in, the sooner Levaya could be. Okay, so then, you know, that might allow. These are circumstantial things that a person should really ask a Shaila about. But for that reason, I mean, you wouldn't have to call an answering machine. It would be enough to leave a message on a voicemail or something, which will pick up right after Shabbos there. But okay, what I'm saying is there could be variables. There could be some subjective element. To the idea of not sharing the bad news on Shabbos, a different topic. Maybe we'll just stumble upon it in the course of this discussion. Maybe we'll leave that for now. But what I'm saying is, the point is, though, you are allowed to send the email and different things, even though it's Shabbos there. Now, another very interesting Shaila, maybe less, you know, less frequently is it going to come out, but, you know, there's a halacha of Shvisas Behem. If you own an animal, you're not allowed to cause your animal to do work on Shabbos. Work meaning 39 malachas. You're allowed to allow it. If your animal wants to munch on the grass, even though he's pulling the grass out of the ground, you don't have to stop him. He's doing that. That's okay. For the animal, the idea of Shabbos is that it should be a day of enjoyment. But I can't force my animal. I can't make my animal do malach on Shabbos, or I can't allow anyone else to. Because I can't lend an animal to a non-Jew, or rent an animal even to a non-Jew before Shabbos. If it's a work animal, he's going to do work with it on Shabbos, because I'm not allowed to have my animals be compelled to do work on Shabbos. Okay, now that includes carrying. Your animal can't carry on Shabbos outside where there's no Erev. And including within carrying is if an animal's even wearing a dog tags with you know, identifying whose animal it is, that's considered carrying. So if you have if you own an animal here, let's say you own a dog, and it has those tags around its neck, you're not allowed to take it for a walk on Shabbos in a place where there's no Erev. Okay, so now, what happens if you're in Eretz Yisrael? You go to Eretz Yisrael for Shabbos, or for a period of time, including Shabbos, and you own a dog back here in the States, and you ask a neighbor or a friend to take care of the dog while you're away. So the question is now, well, let's say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon here in the East Coast of the United States, and it's already Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, so for you it's Shabbos. You have all the restrictions of Shabbos. Is it okay for the person who's watching your dog to take your dog for a walk Friday afternoon, carrying the dog tags? Say, well, I mean, it's not Shabbos. He's doing this in New York or Miami or wherever it is. It's not Shabbos where he is and where the animal is. Okay, but where I am, I'm the I'm the owner of the dog, not me. Reuven is the owner of the dog. And if Reuven's the owner of the dog, and Reuven's in Eretz Yisrael. So for him, it's Shabbos. He has to keep Shabbos. He's not allowed to have his animals do malacha. He's not aware of it. Well, before he goes, does he have to tell the person, by the way, be careful on Friday afternoon, don't walk the dog once it's going to be Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, because I'll be chayiv to keep Shabbos and I can't allow my dog or any animal to do malacha. Or what about the other way around? Let's say the owner of the dog lives in Eretz Yisrael and he's visiting the States. And now he leaves his dog behind in Eretz Yisrael. What happens on Motzai Shabbos? On Motzai Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, where could whoever's watching the dog take it for a walk, even though the owner of the dog is in New York? And for him, it's still Shabbos. It's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon. But so could the dog watcher, the dog sitter, take the dog for a walk? So these are shilas that poskim talk about. Push it. I mean, if a person has a shilah, you know, probably want to check it out in advance. But push it. The push it halacha would be that it goes by where the owner is, not where the animal is. The animal doesn't have to keep Shabbos. It's just that the animal can't be compelled. I can't allow that my animal should be compelled to break Shabbos, to do malacha. I can't compel to do malacha. I can't allow anyone else. I can't lend it to, like I said, I can't lend it to a guy who's going to work. So I can't give it to a Jew either who's going to walk it on Friday afternoon, when for me, Friday afternoon, I'm in Eretz Yisrael. So Friday afternoon, it's already Shabbos. That's the simple halacha. Whereas the other way around, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and or rather my animal's in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm in the States now, so even though once Shabbos is over in Eretz Yisrael, no, I'm sorry, you know, it would be the same thing, right? Once, even though Shabbos is over in Eretz Yisrael, it would be the same thing if I'm in the States. What I'm saying is, if it's a case where the animal is in a place where it is Shabbos, but for me, I'm the owner, is in a place where it's not Shabbos, so let's say a guy is watching it, and the guy wants to take it for a walk or something. I can't maybe tell him to do it, but if he wants to take it for a walk when it's Shabbos where he is, but it's not Shabbos for me. For example, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, and a guy is watching my animal here in the United States, it's a guy who's watching it. The guy, I left it by a kennel, whatever. He wants to take it for a walk on Shabbos afternoon here in the United States. But for me, it's not Shabbos anymore. So pashas, that should not be a problem. Because even though with the dog is it Shabbos, but with the person is it's not. And the person has to keep Shabbos, not the dog. So the pasha, that would be the halacha in that case. But like I said, if it comes up, you could, you might want to, just 1 second, please. You go check over there. You might want to ask the shayla yourself. We have the shiloh legabi. What more common is the shiloh? People go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach.
I'm in the bathroom.
Okay. People who go to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach and they have chametz back in the States. So do they have to make sure that it's sold before Pesach starts, or before the zman of owning chametz starts? The Isser Ton chametz starts in Eretz Yisrael. And many people can say yes, they do. They have to make sure that the chametz is sold, even though where the chametz is located, it's not. It's before the zman, but where the owner is located, it's already the zman. But over there, poskim are machmir even both ways. Let's say the owner is in a place where it's not the zman, but the chametz is in a place where it is the zman. Meaning, if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you leave behind chametz there, and you come to America, you should also try to make sure your chametz in Eretz Yisrael is sold. It's sold before it's Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, even though you're in America now. For you, it's only it's not this man yet. For you, it's only 6 o'clock in the morning, Erev Pesach. It's not this man, but your chametz is located in Eretz Yisrael. So there, it says to be machmer both ways, both that wherever you, if it's Pesach where you are, or if it's Pesach where your chametz is. As I said, when it comes to the case of the animal, I think the ikar is that it depends on where you are, not where your animal is. Okay, but maybe the main takeaway from tonight, well, either way, is the first part that you could make phone calls to Eretz Yisrael or emails or faxes, even though it's Shabbos there, it's not here, provided you're not causing anybody to do malacha. No one is going to pick it up or read it or do anything wrong. You just send the information. That would be okay to do. And the same way, the person there at Yisrael after Shabbos could send a fax and email here, as long as nobody here is going to pick it up. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos. Hanukkah, wonderful Shabbos and Kalta.
Thank you.
You're
very welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.